time now for the Talk of the Nation opinion page. In some circles, the best athletes are called elite, but more often the term is used as an insult. Art can be pejoratively elite, so can classical music. The term elitist has even been tossed around in the current political campaign. In a column over the weekend, Los Angeles Times music critic Mark Swed came to the defense of the term. When is elitism a useful term, and when is it not? Our phone number is 800-989-8255, or send an email to talk@npr.org. Mark Swed joins us now by phone from his home in Santa Monica, California. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Thank you for having me.
So how is the term elite best used, would you say?
I would like to see it not used at all.
Okay.
In fact, we have a lot of words that become cheapened and meaningless. And we at the LA Times, some years ago, were asked to stop using legendary because everything can be legendary. You know, a McDonald's that opened 2 years ago is already legendary somewhere. More recently, we've stopped using iconic because that's been cheapened as well. Just anything can be iconic anymore. And I'd kind of like to see elitism go that way, too, because it's so misused and it's so meaningless that I just don't think there's any value to it.
Now, you write this from the perspective of a
of an elitist,
yes. of a classical music critic. And, of course, you know, people often, in a negative way, talk about classical music as being elitist. So I guess this might be a little bit of a sore point for you.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And very, very often classical music is dismissed as elitist. Whereas I believe it's actually far more democratic than many aspects in our popular culture, which are supposedly not elitist, but in fact are very, very elitist, particularly sports.
Well, the point that you make that I think is interesting is if you take the price of tickets for sports versus classical music concerts or some classical music concerts, that's one example of a way in which classical music can be more democratic.
The price, to be sure, whereas a symphony ticket is not cheap. It can be, in many parts of the country, well over $100, you know, tickets to sporting events. And tickets to pop concerts can be far, far more. And tickets to Broadway, $400 now, is a top price in many theaters. So that's one thing. But another thing is accessibility. In fact, it's much harder to get into some of these popular culture and sporting events than it is to get tickets for cultural events, and it's much more exclusive. In Los Angeles, two of our top venues are the Walt Disney Concert Hall, which has become a very famous building where the LA Philharmonic performs, and the Staples Center, which is where we have many sporting events, including where the Lakers play. And at the Staples Center, they have sky boxes, they have private entrances, they're very exclusive, they have private food services, everything is special for these people. And I kind of compare that to the royal boxes in old European opera houses. Whereas at Disney Hall, everybody is equal. It was designed as sort of the living room of Los Angeles. There are no special seats. Many people's favorite seats are the seats behind the stage where you can watch the conductor, and those are $15. They go on sale 2 weeks before the concerts. But we're all in these little areas together in the hall, and everybody's equal.
We are talking with Los Angeles Times music critic Mark Swed about the term elitism and what it means to be elite. And you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And we're going to take a call now from Jeff, and he's calling from Greenbrier. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
Well, you know, I hear the term elite bandied about largely, unfortunately, in Republican circles against presidential candidates. It was, of course, very well known that Kerry was an elitist, and this is a big problem. And the same sort of efforts have been made to paint Obama and Michelle Obama as well as being elitist, so those is a bad thing. You know, as a student of history, our country was founded by an elite. As an electorate, we should strive to elect people who are elite. We've had 8 years now of a president who is decidedly non-elite, but is it very useful to try to have a president who's a demagogue? I mean, is this something that we're aiming for in governance? Or do we want someone who is capable of making the sort of tough decisions that we ourselves may find difficult to make?
All right,
this is the whole impetus, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, thanks for your call, Jeff. And let me ask our guest, Mark Swed. I can't help but think, I know that you've probably thought about this from the perspective of a classical music reviewer, but obviously, as our caller just pointed out, this has been the term elite has been alive in our political life recently as well.
It has, and actually that is one of the things that inspired me to write this, even though I didn't write it about politics, because, again, it is completely misused in the public discussion. You know, nobody is more elite in this country than a senator. So our candidates, the main candidates who have been running for office, are among the most elite people, or governors or senators, anybody who makes it to becoming an important political candidate in this country is among the elite, whatever they want to call themselves. These are, the elite of the elite. So it's ludicrous for us to be talking about, who is elitist and who is not elitist in an election.
I was thinking that as he was...
are the elite.
Right, and I was thinking that as that last caller was talking about George W. Bush, President Bush, because, of course, he comes from a very elitist background as well, a very wealthy background, the best schools,
exactly.
What we think of as an elitist background.
He's from a political dynasty. And both, Barack Obama and John McCain are among the very top elite of this country.
So the point is just...
I don't think that that's a term that's of any value whatsoever.
We've just
the discussion of the campaign.
It's just overused and misused, you're saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. What about the word? What about the term populist?
Because it's used as the antipode to elitism, it becomes kind of meaningless too, and they all become a form of empty rhetoric, it seems to me, and it's just they become ways of labeling people, usually used in some sort of negative term. It's not that somebody's a populist; it's that they're not a populist.
All right, we've got another caller now. We're going to go to Mimi, and Mimi is in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Mimi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was echoing a little bit of what the other caller said and what you were saying about the politicians. That the fact that they're all elite, then they're pointing fingers at each other to get the image that one of them is less elite, is not elite. Just like the other caller said, Bush is an elite, but then he is. He's the elite of the elite. Yet somehow the media is allowing for him to paint himself as a cowboy, blue-collar type of person, and then allowing for people to paint others as being people who've always had a silver spoon in their mouth. And it's very interesting how this word is used and allowed to be used so that it doesn't, the gentleman there is saying, doesn't really have any meaning because it's just used to get sound bites and that type of thing.
What about with regard to popular culture, Mimi? Because as we've pointed out, Mark Swed is a music critic for the LA Times covering classical music. Do you think of classical music as being elite?
It's interesting because I played classical music growing up, actually. I played the piano. And we were... a poor family. And so I didn't actually grow up thinking of classical music as elite. I guess the sense that you had to get dressed up to go to the symphony or something like that. But I would agree that today there is an attitude that maybe pop culture and the like is our popular pop music, R&B music, seems much more salt of the earth. But in truth, it probably costs more money to go to a hip-hop concert. It certainly costs more money in clothing because people pay a lot of money just to get their clothes together to go to these concerts. And then there's so few people at the top in a lot of these genres. If you're not, Jay-Z or someone like that, you're not in there.
And right.
So I imagine that.
Mimi, I'm going to have to go. Thank you so much for your call. Thanks so much for calling. And thanks again to Mark Swed, who's the music critic for the LA Times, for bringing this discussion up. It was good talking to you, Mark.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.